Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 173, a review of Lesson 155, I will step back and let Him lead the way, and Lesson 156, I walk with God in perfect holiness. You know, it's one thing to say, I will step back and let Him lead the way, and it's another thing to actually do it. Imagine that whatever you face right now, if you actually did step back and let Him lead the way. If you have a loved one in the hospital, what if you were to release it and step back and let Him lead the way? What if there is a bill you cannot pay? What if you released it and you stepped back and you let Him lead the way? What if you are worrying about a loved one and you stepped back and you let Him lead the way? What if there is something you feel you must do, but you can't do for some reason, whether it's the education or the resources or the support? Maybe it seems undoable. What if you were to step back and let Him lead the way? What if you have a company that seems to be headed in the wrong direction and you don't know what to do, but you want to drive it forward? What if you were to step back and let Him lead the way? You see, it's a very practical step, but what we tend to do is to step forward and drive every decision. This is what blocks our divine guidance. Today we make a new choice. Dear God, give me the strength to step back and let You lead the way. I am willing to trust You. I am determined to leave You a space within my mind where You can teach me how to walk in Your abundance and to listen to Your divine guidance, trusting that there is a place within me that has every answer if I will listen. Today, I am willing to step back and let You lead the way. I walk with You in perfect holiness.